too.
We're back to the Neil Haley Show. And, you know, we talk about money management, another big issue. And Janet Ickes is going to explain things to us. And it's very interesting. The fact when we talk about money management, probably with couples, this is one of the biggest issues that causes divorce, breakups, everything, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't know where we're going, but also how many people just don't know how to manage money, Janet?
Exactly. And that's what I'm finding. And I think one thing that COVID absolutely brought to light was the fact that money management is a big issue and it's a big challenge. And it's really interesting because it's not just in personal, but it's also in business too. And I deal with a lot of entrepreneurs who struggle with that, but not only are they struggling in their business, we'll find that they struggle in their personal life too. And what ends up happening is that's a lot of the reason that some of these small businesses are failing. 82% of businesses are failing because they can't manage their money. And that's just crazy to me because bottom line is money doesn't spend itself.
That definitely does not spend itself money. It's something where, you know, you basically got to manage it. You have to have some sort of plan of action. So what do we want to stick to? More entrepreneurs and how they manage their money?
Entrepreneurs.
Okay.
Let's stick with the entrepreneurs and really focus on that.
Let's definitely talk to that entrepreneur because entrepreneurs, a lot of times, especially if they got funding, right? They will buy the next shiny object. They'll get the funding, yet they don't know how to spend the money afterwards. Do you see that a lot of times?
I do. And that's a perfect point. And that's so often what the problem is that little squirrel moment and that next shiny object is there and they're constantly grabbing that. And especially with that funding that made such a difference. It was a great help to the entrepreneurs, but it almost was a hindrance as well. And what I also found is a lot of the entrepreneurs struggled to get the funding because they didn't have the reports in place to do it. And the bottom line came back to they didn't have the system in place to actually be able to track their information. So they didn't have any idea what their income was, their expenses were, reports that were required for that funding. So it ended up making it almost twofold of an issue by not having that system in place.
So we want to stick. So there's so many topics we can talk about, Jen. So I think honestly, the one that we're seeing a lot is the ones that are looking for angel investors, the ones that are looking for funding, either a loan or again, an angel investor. If you don't have your systems in place, even when you start the business, no one's going to give you money, are they?
No, they're not. You've got to be able to prove if you need to get a loan or you need to get and be able to have some investors coming into you, you've got to show them what you're capable of. And you've got to be able to show what the business is capable of. And that requires financial reporting. And so often, so many of these small business owners, they don't even know where to begin, especially even if they're just starting out. They have no system in place, but that's the best time to get that system in place and get their arms around their money so they know exactly where it's going and they don't have to wonder where it went.
All right, let's go steps involved in this. What do we do? Quick steps. We don't have a lot of time in this interview, but give us some quick and easy steps for people to work on.
Absolutely. I often get asked, what's the best system to use? And my answer is always the same. It's the one you're going to use. So where do we get started? What we can do is something that you can use. It's very, very simple. Get some kind of a tool, whether that's a software such as QuickBooks, whether that happens to be a spreadsheet, even as something as simple as pen and paper. Get those numbers down on paper, whether, as I said, in whatever system or tool that you want to use. So if you use a system such as QuickBooks and you have that software that's available, every single transaction from income to expenses is put down into that system. That way you can allow the system to generate the reports you need very simply, very quickly. And the cool thing is you don't actually have to add hours to your day if you have the right system in place.
Once you get that system in place, you can invoice, you can do everything, you can track it, you can show reports. And that's what investors are looking for. They want to see the reports. They want to see the charts. They want to see the graphs. But it does take time, Janet. So if you're a solopreneur and you're doing everything, it's going to be really tough to take that time to do it.
And that's what I hear so many entrepreneurs saying. It's just too overwhelming. I disagree with that. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. It doesn't have to be crazy. But it does need to be simple. I didn't say easy. I almost caught myself doing that because so many entrepreneurs come back and say, I need an easy system. It's not easy. I'm not going to say that it is.
Nothing good is easy.
It can be simple.
But nothing good is easy. But ultimately, it can be done. And that's the thing. Absolutely. Once you get that system in place, it's game on. So that's one step. What are the other types of stuff you need to do when you're managing that business from there?
I so encourage folks, and it's crazy as it sounds, if you actually take it and chunk it down to the little, they always say to eat an elephant, you eat it one bite at a time. I encourage folks to do the same thing when it comes to money management. I encourage them to actually take time, schedule a weekly meeting with yourself. People think I'm crazy, but here's why. If you actually schedule the time with yourself, you can actually each week figure out what day works for you. Then you can start making sure all your transactions are in place. Once all those transactions are in place, guess what? Once a month, you can actually analyze those transactions and get them into reporting. So now maybe you're taking a half an hour each week. I'm thinking your business is worth that. And maybe an hour each month. It's not a lot of time if the right system is in place and the right tools in your tool belt.
I love it. It's that's the big key component is schedule that time. And scheduling that time will make you really understand your business, understand the ins and outs, if you're losing money, spending too much money in certain things. And then when those angel investors or the bank ask you, well, how you're asking for $500,000, well, show me that in reports of how you're going to turn that into a million, or you're going to be able to pay back that loan. And if you can't explain that, they're not doing it, are they?
No, they're not. And that's what this, by simply doing something as simple as that, taking that time. But the bottom line is you got to be committed. You've got to make the choice. And if you make the choice to be successful, then you can start looking at these reports and actually making good, educated decisions to make the difference. Because it's a proactive approach, because money doesn't spend itself. So I always like to come back to that.
So that's perfect. So best place people can find information on you, Janet, is go where?
JanetIckes.com. So it's just my name, JanetIckes.com. I'd love to share some information. I even have a guide out there to discover some money that you didn't even know you had.
And then when you have that process in place, you have some good stories to tell. Do you have without saying names of people you've worked with that helped get them to that step and level to what they're going?
It has been amazing. I mean, we talked about some loans and being able, I had several clients that, especially with COVID and having to go with the funding, they just didn't know what to do. The cool thing was I was actually able to help them make sure we use QuickBooks. We were able to turn it around and we were able to have them be able to do those reports, and they were actually able to successfully secure the funding, and even better yet, secure their forgiveness afterward.
Fantastic. We appreciate you coming by. Everyone needs to check you out, and thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's been a great time. Thank you.
Take care. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.